I just want to say, if I have been passive aggressive this evening, for all of you level 13 people, you can just get the hell over it and like it. Damn it.
I gotta fix that. I can't just hold up fingers. I feel like fingers. I feel like if I move it over to the computer and play it from there, I can at least share that screen with you and you could see the countdown.
It's gonna be, well, I guess it won't be off because it, well, I guess the lag is more in the audio and not so much the audio is off from the video, right? In our lag. Or no, I guess both would be.
No, both are off, but lag. I can slide it around in editing. That's fine. That's true. Things that you sang with those songs tonight, I'll make sure in editing that you're not.
Oh, that's true.
You're not off on a mile. No, it's fine. I can slide it. It's a multi-track recording. I can slide it over. It's fine. Yeah, I should stop recording.
I stopped recording.
Excellent. I don't know if you can hear this.
You're running low.
I have runneth low, and so I'm going to go put some more beverage in my cup, and I'll be right back.
All right. Ugh. Man, when you burp and you've had tacos, it is not a good taste. Ugh. It's very not a good taste. I was so mad earlier because, and I didn't make a big deal out of it. I didn't throw a fit. We came home. We watched Grey's Anatomy. We're wondering if they're going to kill Meredith Grey this season because, oh, I shouldn't spoil anyone. Does anyone in here actually watch Grey's Anatomy? Probably not. Mark and I may be two of the only people that still watch Grey's Anatomy, so I'm probably not spoiling anything for anyone, but we watched Grey's Anatomy, and there was actually a scene where Derek was there, and he's dead. Now, that was 4 or 5 seasons ago, so if anyone, you know, that should not spoil anyone if you've watched it, so... But she had a vision or whatever of Derek, and he's standing on a beach. And apparently, they're going to bring back some other dead cast members or former, like ones that died on the show. And she's going to have little flashbacks or whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about. So it seems as if no one on here watches it. So I'll just say Meredith Grey, who is the main character of the show, has COVID in the first 2 episodes so far this season, and she's really bad. So there was an article that was saying, are they going to kill Meredith Grey this season on Grey's Anatomy? I don't think they will. I think when she decides it's time, the show will end, but until then, she will be on the show. But apparently... Again, Mark and I are the only two that watch it. So once, if we ever stop watching it, that's when they're going to stop filming it. So there's a show I want to ask Daniel about when he comes back. I saw an ad on Twitter today for Titans, which is, it's like teenage superheroes. And it's on HBO Max, and apparently there are already 2 seasons, but we've never watched it. And a couple of the guys looked really cute, so we were thinking about watching that when we don't have anything else to watch. Did I what?
No, it wasn't you. I didn't suggest shows for you to watch. I suggested shows for Vera to watch.
You have, but I think you're giving up.
I am. I feel like.
Because
Expanse is the greatest damn show.
The ones you recommend, Mark ends up not liking.
Wow.
And it's hard for me to find time to watch anything without him. So I am going to. I promise.
You know,
I'm gonna
keep going. I have no stake in this. It's fine. You don't have to. I'm glad you watched The Amazing Race so we could actually talk about it. By the way, what do you think of the people on The Amazing Race so far? So like we talked about earlier, we talked about our initial picks.
I'll tell you this much about Amazing Race.
What?
I think they should have a rule that if you give someone else the answer to one of the puzzles, that you get a timeout when you get to the thing, like they do when you break a rule.
Why?
Because I don't think that's fair, because then you have little cliques of people who are all clicky and they're all sharing answers with each other.
Yeah.
And then there's that couple or two who are the outsiders that nobody likes. And they don't get the answer shared with them.
That makes for good TV. That Survivor's been doing that forever. You remember the very first episode of Survivor, the very first season of Survivor, people were complaining about, they shouldn't be allowed to form alliances. It just takes the fun out of it. It's just mean and just like, and it's an integral part of the show. So teaming up with other teams and working together.
But Amazing Race has never been about the drama, I would say. It's getting more that way.
All right, but what I'm asking, though, all right, we can talk about that in a different time. What I want to know now is the teams that you liked at the beginning, do you still like those teams or have your favorites switched? You liked the Asian Cajuns, the ones that went home last week.
Yeah, I still liked them okay, but I don't remember who else I liked, but I do like the other Asian couple.
Hung and Chi.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I liked them at the beginning, but I like them now.
Yeah, no, I like them.
I still like the, I don't really dislike any of them. I don't know that I have a favorite.
That guy, the nerdy couple.
Okay. Why don't you like him?
He's an asshole. I can just tell he's an asshole. He's one of those people that like everything he says is just dickish and asshole-ish. And even when you listen to his voiceovers or his confessionals, they're just dickish and gross. And it's like, oh, no wonder the gays tried to U-turn.
If you have a master's in arts.
Yeah, in basket weaving or whatever the fuck it was. Yeah, it's like, dude, it's like, no wonder the gays were trying to like U-turn you and send you home. I said like right there.
I'm okay with them as well because they're a cute little couple and whatever. I haven't noticed him being completely
dickish.
He's a dick.
But
I will say, though, that that's one of those background shows where...
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this.
I'm not paying like super... I'm scrolling through Twitter and, you know, whatever.
Okay. So let's say an imaginary world that Adam and Mark are contestants.
We would never be.
No, it doesn't matter. This is imaginary world. Imaginary world. Imaginary world. Your contestants on this season of Amazing Race. In this episode, which one of you would have walked down the wall? It's a roadblock. You got to choose. Somebody's got to do it. Who do you choose?
Probably me, but I don't know. So I've never asked him if he's afraid of heights. I don't recall him ever. I don't think either one of us is afraid of heights.
Yeah, you're only 5'8", so.
So I, how dare you? So I think we're both would be capable of doing it, but I would probably, you know, try to be macho and do it or something. And he'd be like, okay, that's fine. But I'm not sure that he'd probably be fine with it as well.
Okay.
But, which one of you between you and Zach would do
me?
It?
Yeah, Zach is terrified of heights. Yeah, I would do anything. In fact, I even said tonight, I really want to do that. I want to find a place and do that. I want to rappel down the wall. I want to do that. I want to find a place that will let me rappel down the wall.
It's more a problem of having the coordination to be able to walk down because that's not easy to do.
No, it's not.
You have
it
to hold
like
your body in the correct position.
Yep.
I have gone rappelling before, but it was not a very... tall rappel. It was probably 20 or 30 feet. I mean, it wasn't a big, huge.
No.
But
bungee jumping, rappelling, I'm all in for any of that
stuff. I've done bungee jumping before, and I enjoyed that, and I did it the correct way. My cousins who went with me went feet first. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. You don't bungee jump feet first. You dive.
You dive.
I dove.
What's the fantasy of flying if you're going to jump feet first? Superman didn't jump feet first. Superman flew, bitch.
So I was going to say something else about that. Yes. And now, oh, I also, well, I think you said this last week, now that I'm thinking about it, but I'm amazed that they, some of them don't know how to drive a standard. And you know, when you go on The Amazing Race, that you're going to have to drive a standard. Yep. They always do. And other countries must have more standards than we do here in the States. I don't know.
Go ahead.
But the other thing is, the gay couple, they broke their car. I thought they would have been penalized for leaving the car just on the side of the road.
Oh, I'm sure. That, I don't think I don't. Yeah, I don't think they came to that decision on their own. You probably, what you didn't see was the cameraman using the walkie-talkie to talk to the producers, and they're like, "Well, the car is broken." And then there was that one season where they had to bring out a replacement vehicle for them, and the rules state that like they don't get that time made up. Like they can stand and wait for a replacement vehicle to come up. So the producers were probably like, "Well, the rules state that we could send out a replacement vehicle for you, but you wouldn't make up the town. However, here's a hint. You might be able to walk to the place that you're going because it's not that far away, and that may take less time." So there could have been a whole bunch of stuff that happened off camera that we don't. But it's like Zach was commenting on the episode saying, well, they shouldn't be allowed to give each other the answer to the sauerkraut thing.
And I think that. Yeah, I think that too.
I'm like, but there's producer. It's not like these people are just standing there on their own and there's remote cameras. There's camera crews and line producers. There's people all around them giving them the rules, right? On Survivor, when Jeff Probst explains the obstacle course or whatever the challenge, the physical challenge, whatever that is, what happens is he explains it, and then a producer comes over, or a challenge expert comes over, a SME, if you will, comes over and will take one tribe and walk through the entire, like, let them walk on the things, let them touch the, like, show them exactly what it is that they have to do. And then they answer any questions that that team has. And then they go to the other team, walk them through, and then answer all the questions that the other team had asked, and then let them ask more questions. And if they ask any new questions, they would return back to the other team and tell them the answer to the new questions. In other words, it takes like 2 or 3 hours between the time that they walk in and the time they actually do the challenge. They actually get to touch the stuff, try to walk over, like they get to experience the entire course and ask any questions that they need to ask. Like, am I allowed to do this? Can I do that? And is this, so it's like, it's the same thing in The Amazing Race, I'm sure. It's like there's people that travel with them. You can see them in some shots. If you look to the edges, you know, you can see the camera crews with each team. Each team has a camera crew with them.
Yeah, I know that. Although they never show it. Anyway, I agree with Zach. I don't think they should be allowed because...
you don't repel people all the time.
But just some of the time?
No, he said, we were talking about repelling, and he was like, I repel people.
Yeah, and then I saw that, but then you said, you don't repel people all the time.
All the time, just some of the time. No, we all repel people some of the time. You've been to Sawmill. You had a good time. You didn't repel anyone.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
The lady gave the answer to that football players.
Yes.
And then
Hung. Her name is Hung.
They waited on them because he wasn't even down. Waited. And then the football players took the first cab, and then Hung and Ed, or whatever his name is, Chi.
Yep.
Couldn't find I don't know if how long.
And it was her own mistake. It was her own mistake. She didn't have to do that. She could have said from the ground, it's sauerkraut, and then left.
What I thought was clever is the blonde girl who went in and asked people inside the hotel, will you help me?
What is A-A-U-U-S and T?
And the shopkeeper woman was
Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut. She
did it. Yeah.
See, Max Zook had a nice rendezvous in the garage.
In the garage?
At the Sawmill. The garage is the area that...
Is that the campground?
Yeah, but the garage inside the campground is where they have like the like a maze and a blackout room and like slings and stuff.
It's where the toy, the Legos, like all the toys are kept.
The toys are kept, but the garage is a separate admission. That they only have parties like from midnight until 4 a.m. or whatever, and those are separate admissions. But you can also go on the trails at Sawmill, and there's other things going on that don't require any additional. In case you're planning on going to the Sawmill campground.
Yeah, that's where we're going for our Thanksgiving vacation.
Oh, I thought so. I thought you were going to go to the Sawmill campground for,
right.
for Thanksgiving. I need to put it on the board to talk about it at some point in time. I need to figure out how to get a cellular modem.
You call your company.
No. Because I need a cellular modem that will work at the campground. Not right now, so I have a lot of time to figure this out because I'm not doing crowds or whatever until after vaccines. But
so you're saying your own cell carrier.
Here's our
does
problem.
Not have a signal at the campground.
Yes, and my problem is that when we go to the campground, I enjoy sitting around the campfires, cooking dinner on our campfire, sitting around the big campfire with other people, going to the trails, you know, just going to the bars, drinking and, you know, socializing, watching the drag show, whatever. But during the day at the campground, the only real activities that are going on is pool activities, and neither of us are pool people. Like, we don't lay out by the pool. We don't play volleyball by the pool. That
I like a pool at night.
Right. But this
but
is
not during the day.
So our problem is, well, what do we do during the day? And if we had internet, then we could do anything during the day. We could play World of Warcraft. We could do whatever we would do at home, watch TV. Like, you know, all of our TV comes in through the internet.
Gay things that I would want to do mm-hmm. are at night.
Yeah.
So, not during the daytime.
Right. So that's my problem. So I would love, like growing up, we had a vacation house that we would go to every weekend, or not every weekend, but we would go to during the weekends. It was a lake house.
And people call me a one percenter. Daniel's shut like, up. We had a vacation home.
It was a lake house.
When I was a boy.
It was a lake house. It was about an hour from our house up in Lake County. And so, yeah, it was on a lake and we had our house there. And
Daddy would take us there
shut
and teach
up.
Us how to row.
My point
on the lake.
Is that I am used to having a place that you can go to that is just yours, right? It's like you don't have to worry about renting a hotel or whatever. Oh, this is your place. This is your, you have a place that you can go to. And I like being out in nature. I like, you know, I would like to, like, I oftentimes here in the evening we'll set out on our screened-in patio, and but there's traffic noises and stuff here. But I like sitting outside, especially at night, and looking at the stars and whatnot. So I would be very into having a trailer at the campground that we used as a periodic vacation place. You know, just owned a trailer there.
But you need internet. Right.
Yeah. In order for that to work, because if I have a vacation house, I can envision like, oh, you know what? Next week, I'm going to go at the campground. I'll just work from the campground. I'll just be, you know, have like a mini little staycation at the campground, and I'll work during the week. But after work, I can, you know, do whatever in the campground. It's like, anyway, the point is, I need to figure out how to do that there. Like, I don't know how you would, my fear is that I would get a cable, a cellular modem, and then get there and it wouldn't work. Like, the signal wouldn't be strong enough for that carrier or whatever. So it's like, I need to figure out some way that I can test to make sure that setup. Cause like, if we have a trailer, we can obviously set up a bigger antenna. Like, we can set up, you know, on the roof of it, we can set up a bigger antenna.
You could maybe in another year, you could do that Elon Musk. I can't
Starlink.
Remember the name of it, but Starlink or whatever.
Yeah.
It's probably not something that is done, but I know that some of those campgrounds have, like you're talking about, like a permanent spot where you would go and and park your RV or something, and you just leave it there.
No, I would. It would be a trailer, not an RV, because I don't want to try to take care of an engine or whatever. Yeah, it would stay. They'll store it for you, and then when you want to come up there, they'll put it in your spot for you.
Okay. So I don't know how that works, but yes.
Yeah.
So you would think that they would offer, because I assume they have internet there that they pay for. You would think they might offer like a wired connection of some sort at their parking spots.
Yeah, I don't know.
I
Not at their parking spot. I don't know about the permanent spots, because you can also just buy a permanent spot there. So you can buy a lot that you pay for. You own it as a piece
of
land.
Do they have Wi-Fi at the restaurant?
They do, but it's really shitty. Okay. Yeah.
So maybe they have some cellular thing that they're trying to share.
But I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, I'm sure it can be done for a lot of money.
Countrywide.
What I'm looking for is some kind of sub $100 a month solution. Like, I don't want to pay more than $100 for it a month. And I don't want to sign like some long-term contract. I just want to be able to do it month to month. So I need to investigate that. So Cyclone has just posted a picture of the Doll's Head Trail in Atlanta.
The Doll's Head Trail? Mm-hmm. Oh, is that a cruisy trail?
Or? I don't know. He posted it in the chat room. Let's click on the link, shall we? Atlanta, Georgia, just a few miles from downtown Atlanta, is a trail covered in crazy collection of outsider art. Oh, I did this at the campground up in Pennsylvania. I added to the crazy art that was on our trail.
Yeah, I was thinking you told me something about a trail.
But I guess this is not a gay campground. This is just a regular hiking trail.
Where people make disturbing art pieces. You wouldn't call them disturbing. Heads.
Yeah. I guess just a specific kind of art.
So I don't know if you probably don't, because it's probably not very good, but I enjoy it. There's a show called Bull.
I watched the pilot of that one, and it seemed like it was so over the top. Like, I can predict what this juror is going to say. And
I mean, it's not really that over the top, but
the pilot episode was pretty over the top. It was enough that I was like, ugh, like I can't.
I will watch anything that's law, because or just procedural find that interesting or procedural. Yes. And the season premiere of this season, they had a baby that was the worst CGI babe anything I have ever seen in my life. The worst. They should fire whoever. I don't know if they were doing it ironically, but it was the worst.
Yeah, you sure it wasn't just like an ugly horrible baby?
No, it was they took a baby doll and then CGI'd like a baby face on it or something. It was so bad. So bad. I thought of it because of that doll head is the reason I thought of it, but
okay. I've got to make sure not to watch
it. How would I find that?
I'm sure someone on the internet complained about it. Just like type in bull baby doll or bull CGI baby, and you'll probably get a hit.
It was.
Hey, did you know that shooter, that insane fucking 17-year-old shooter, just made $2 million bail today because all the Christian groups like raised money for him?
Say that again.
You know, the 17-year-old that left his house, drove to a different state, and then went to a counter-protest where he was scared for his life and then shot three people and then got back into his car and drove back home in a different state before the cops, like, went and, like, arrested him, even though he walked past numerous police officers after he shot three people in cold blood. You know, that guy. He was being held on $2 million bail, and a bunch of Christian groups bailed him out today. But here's the thing that disturbs me, Adam. Two of the big donors at the end of it were the MyPillow guy, which no big shock there, and Ricky Schroeder.
Yes.
Ricky Schroeder, the child actor from my era, Ricky Schroeder.
Yes.
Is a crazy fucking right-wing guy? When did that happen? Like, it was bad enough that Scott Baio became a crazy-ass right-wing guy, but now we've lost Ricky Schroeder too? It's just sad. We're losing all of my hot teen idols, Adam, to the crazy right-wing cult.
I'm going to find it. Yeah, it's horrible.
You don't even care. Do you even know who Ricky Schroeder is?
I do. He was the Silver Spoons guy.
Yes, he was the Silver Spoons guy.
He's blonde.
Yes, he is blonde.
He was cute back in the day. He's still attractive now.
Yes.
Well, I haven't seen him recently, but... I'm going to find this scene and I'm going to take a screen grab because I want to show you how horrible this CGI baby is.
I need to say, what channel is Bull on? CBS?
Yeah, it's CBS. But I've almost found the scene. Okay.
All right. I have CBS All Access here, so I could bring it up here if I knew a time.
Oh, they do that stupid thing.
Yeah, you can't take a screenshot of it.
Well, I can, but...
Oh, look at Adam. He's being defiant now.
I can, but CBS does this thing where when you pause the video, they... Oh, shoot. No, you can't.
Yeah, they block it. Yeah, they do a whole DM... what's it called? What DRM. Sorry, I don't know why I blanked on
like
DRM.
Blank.
Yeah, it'll give you a big black screen.
What the hell, CBS?
They don't want you to screenshot their material. Their copyrighted material, Adam.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. That people do memes that way and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. Mm-hmm. If I share my screen.
Nope, that won't
work.
Can
you allow me? Can you allow me to share my screen?
Sure, I can allow you to do that.
We're just going to try it.
Oops, sorry. Nope, don't want to do that. Hold on. Hold on. I don't know how to push buttons on the thing. Who can...
I'll video it with my phone if I have to.
You could do that. Let's see. Advanced sharing options. Who can start sharing when someone else is sharing? Okay. Who can share? All participants. Yeah, you should be able to share.
Okay. All right. So are you seeing... Bull.
Is there an image? Because all I see is black right now.
All you see is... Really?
Yes.
Yeah, there's an image.
No, there's no image. I see an image when you hover over the thumbnail. I see an image for the thumbnail, like right there in the bar. Yeah, I see those thumbnails pop up when you go over it, but the main screen is black. Now I see CBS All Access watch
How
promo.
How dare they? Well,
yeah.
They really don't want you... Well, I am going...
I have never had my hair cornrowed on a cruise. You are correct.
I'm gonna figure this out.
Just the time code? What's the time code for? Because I have CBS All Access.
This makes me want to just do this and start posting it on Twitter, doing memes on Twitter of CBS shows just to spite them. Well, it's like 4 minutes and 43 seconds, but...
4 minutes and 43 seconds of season 5, episode...
Episode 1.
Oh, episode 1. Okay, yeah. Let's see. Four minutes and what?
See, I didn't know they were doing that on purpose, but they are doing that on purpose.
Are you serious? Oh, I'm serious.
4 minutes
City's
and...
serious. State serious.
Oh, I see. All right.
We're locking these...
4 minutes and 14... That is frightening.
Do you see how fake that baby look? Like
it's like baby Chucky.
How horrible that,
like that
baby looks.
It's like video game CGI.
It is
level
horrible. It is absolutely.
It's like, do we have any of that Chucky face left? Let's. Can we use the Chucky face?
For business.
It is so bad, and it gets worse. Like they show it a couple more times, and it's not good. And I don't know. Why they did it, if because of COVID, they didn't want to...
I don't know. They did it because they know you can't take a screenshot of it, apparently. Oh, my God. No, that is definitely... That's like video game quality. Like, I would expect to see that in a cut scene in a video game. Like that Uncanny Valley kind of baby thing there.
Yeah. Anyway, it's not good. Sorry, chat room.
If you're curious and you have CBS All Access, go to Bull Season 5 episode.
Well, what I can do is I did take a video of it. I'm not sure I got the best part, but I can share. Let's see. I can share. Can I share a video in?
Who is that dancing? Is that the Flash?
Discord. Is there a way to share a video in Discord?
I don't know. I don't know.
There's an image, but it's not allowing me to do videos.
How dare they? Stupid bastards.
Well, it takes too much concentration to. I can't talk and do it
at
the same
time. It's okay.
Time,
so. We get it. It's a horrible looking baby.
It was horrible.
It was a horrible looking baby.
And
I feel like we didn't talk about Kathy Bacon's contest.
Oh, we didn't.
All right. I'm going to hit record here. Let's just do. I'm going to slap this in with our commercial break. You ready? I'll do most of the talking. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Did you know that there is a behind-the-scenes club right here for Mix Minus? It's called Level 13. It gets you extra material every single week. You get our pre-show where we talk, I don't know what, Adam, like 10, 12 hours a day we talk on the pre-show.
Lot.
Yeah. Some of them stretch over 4 days. We have post shows that go on. We talk deep into the night. Adam falls asleep. He starts sleep talking, and it all kind of hilarity ensues. We have another show that I'm on called That Darn Elvis, where we do the pre and the post show there. All kinds of extra material, hours and hours of extra content, absolutely for free. All you have to do.
On That's So Elvis, do you guys go into the etymology of the word mayonnaise?
We do. And if you would like to join, all you have to do is send us an email and say, hey, I would like to join your club. That's contact@mixminuspodcast.com. Hey, by the way, there's a contest going on. If you join Level 13 before December 1st, you are eligible to receive all the money that Kathy Bacon has found in her couch. Latest count, $52.70, Adam.
Now, if you do win, don't use that money to buy a nice kitchen and then eat fast food all the time.
Correct.
She won't be appreciative of that, but
correct.
Yes.
Correct. Could you buy a kitchen with $52? I think we need to have another conversation.
You could model a blender kitchen for less, for free.
Check it out. And now back to our program.
I did not know they were doing that on purpose. Those bastards.
I ran into this when we were recapping Lower Decks. I couldn't take screenshots of the show.
How did you do that?
I had to go to a torrent site and get a rip of the show, and then from there do screenshots on it.
See, I can understand you not wanting people to take video. I guess you can't differentiate between video and images. So maybe that's why they do that, because they can't tell whether you're doing a screen recording that's doing video versus just a screen clipping that's
You could take a clip. Image. You could take a clip every 5 seconds and then put the audio underneath it.
You could do an actual screen recorder that would record the actual video. So I guess that's why they do it.
I think that's
it.
Blocked as well. This is all part of that new HDMI standard.
That's what I'm saying, though. They probably would be okay with you clipping an image and making a meme out of it or something. But they probably have to disable any of that jargon to keep you from getting the entire video, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because all a video is a series of images.
Is that true? Like how many images per second?
I mean, it depends. There are different, some are 24 frames mm-hmm. per second mm-hmm. or images per second.
Mm-hmm.
You could do 30 uh-huh. images per second.
Wow. That sounds amazing.
There's a lot of different options.
Could you double that? Could you do 60?
You could. A lot of gamers, second? A lot of gamers like 60 images per second.
Mm-hmm. Cause it feels more natural.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of people like 24 better because it has more of that movie look.
Well, yeah, 24 is very cinematic because that comes from the Kims. Hi. Welcome to the what do they call them? Welcome to the hot dish.
I don't know that
it's
one.
Minnesota's greatest talk podcast. The
Minnesota,
hot dish.
Soda. How do they say it? Minnesota.
Oh yeah, you betcha.
Oh. I'm going to go get another drink.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you should do that. You should totally like get something to quench your thirst there. Yeah.
And pee.
Oh, yeah. You should urinate. Always. The Lord says you should urinate freely and often. Hi, chat room. How you doing? We're almost done. I know, you're hanging on. You're hanging on by a thread. All those people that told me to lie to Adam about the news quiz, to not tell him early, but to take the news quiz. And you guys, you were all gone by the time that I actually did that bit. Yes. La da 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 da. I don't know why the fuck I'm humming. The stupid thing is, I could just remain quiet and the filter would catch it and it wouldn't be weird to anybody other than the chat room that I was sitting here just perfectly quiet for a few minutes while Adam was going. But no, instead, I decide that I have to start humming into the microphone, which means that that part won't get clipped because I don't edit the pre and the post show. I just run filters on them. So I just EQ and compress them and just strip abnormally long silences. I use the Elvis silence filter on the pre and post, which is any silence longer than 2 seconds becomes a 2 second silence. So you'll hear a second, 2 second silence like that, but you won't hear longer than 2 second time. Isn't this fascinating? This is absolutely fascinating. That was me being quiet for a long time, but you won't hear that if you're listening to the post show on the recording, because it will have stripped it out. See, that's the insidious nature of that. It's like we're lying, but we're digitally lying, so that makes it perfect. Gonna look at a thing here. Hold on. You mean Sashuras? Yeah, Max Zook in the chat room says that's because of Auntie Vera Charles's penchant for dramatic pauses. You mean Sashuras? A pause in speech or... an up-and-coming... Why, Cyclone, why do you mention that Buffalo podcast? Do they pay you to like drop mentions of that in our chat room? Also, has that Buffalo people, have they done a show in forever? I know Donna's doing her own show, but I don't know that the other one is doing. I have not seen Eddie and the Cruisers.
The more you know.
I know that they used the term Sashura in that Doors movie. What was that Doors movie called?
No clue.
Probably called like the Doors.
I wonder what Malibu and peppermint schnapps would taste like together.
Coconut and peppermint?
Yeah.
I don't think it would be pleasing.
I really like mixed drinks, but I suck at making mixed drinks. And this is not indicative of what mm-hmm. I'm saying, mm-hmm. of me being a... But when I try to make, for instance, a Midori sour,
yes,
it never tastes as good as it does at the bar.
Well, I can tell you why.
Why? Or anything. Not just Midori sour, but anything.
Well, anything that has a sour mix in it is always going to taste better in the bar because they have sour mix. The most people when they're making it at home will go, oh, sour mix. Well, that's just lemon juice and water, which it's not. It's lemon juice.
I buy sour mix. But
yeah, but the sour mix that you buy is crap. It's like you have to take lemon juice and water and sugar or simple syrup in order to make sour mix. And it just tastes, it's total night and day taste between the sour mix that you buy in a store and the sour mix that they use at the bar. That's pretty much the difference between the two.
It's actually good.
Coconut and peppermint. Now I like peppermint and I like coconut.
No, it's good. It tastes good. Well,
do you have any Godiva liqueur? You could just drizzle a little bit of Godiva liqueur on there and then you would have a chocolate peppermint coconut.
It's good. I may, but it's very old and I don't even want to risk it. That Godiva, we may have thrown it away, but at one point I had Godiva liqueur. It must be 10 years old.
Yeah. Well, God knows alcohol might go bad and turn into alcohol.
Well, it has other stuff in it besides alcohol. It's got chocolate
flavorings. Yeah.
Nibs.
Yeah.
I don't know. But this coconut and peppermint is good. I could even sip it, which normally I don't do because I don't like alcohol-y flavor.
Mm-hmm.
It does taste a little bit like coconut mouthwash, but in a pleasant way.
Coconut mouthwash sounds disgusting.
In a pleasant way, though.
You know, but in a pleasant way.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't mind. I like mouthwash. Listerine, the blue Listerine.
Mm-hmm.
Is my favorite.
You just like it when it burns.
I don't drink it or anything.
But she like hold it into your mouth until your mouth is literally on fire and you can't hold it in your mouth any longer. And then you just like your mouth is numb because you're just like,
no. Oh. Actually, what I do, I go one step further. I mix. I gargle every day with
peppermint
a mixture
schnapps.
Of Listerine and peroxide.
Oh, okay.
And because the peroxide helps keep your teeth whiter. So I mix.
Okay, but gargling with it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's safe.
No, but what I'm saying, how is gargling with it going to touch your teeth?
Because I don't go,
Well, that's swishing. That's different. Yeah, gargling is different than swishing.
Well, okay, but the way I gargle is more of a swish.
Okay.
Than a gargle.
So you swish with mouthwash and hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah, I mix it half and half. And it, I don't know, it may do nothing, but I feel like it keeps my teeth a little bit whiter than they would be otherwise.
Or it might just be poisoning you slowly.
I don't think so. I don't think peroxide is poisonous.
Well, it depends. I mean, ingesting it is pretty poisonous.
Well, true. They don't want you to drink it. No, I just swish and then spit.
Okay.
Plus, it helps if you
that's
have...
What
like
she, a, that's what she said.
It helps if you have any, like a mouth ulcer or anything like that. Peroxide gets rid of any of that.
Adam, so. They kept nipping at my boobies with their little beaks.
I mean, I feel like that could happen at the garage.
I don't care. I just think that's a really that is a great pull quote.
I never knew those were called pull quotes until today.
Ooh, and I won't today remember. I learned.
I did. I learned that, but I won't remember it.
Don't remember that. All right. Let's say goodnight.
Oh, this is going to be a shorty. Okay. Chat room, as John Ong says.
Chat room.
Good night.
Good night. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We won't be
a
here
thappy?
Next.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Shut up. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We won't be here next week. We'll be back the week after that. And with God as my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.